The summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be back on. Defense Secretary James Mattis today saying diplomats from both countries are currently working out details to revive the meeting, which was canceled yesterday by President Trump. The president addressing the nation's newest naval officers during commencement ceremonies at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis this morning.
We are all here to celebrate the amazing class of 2018. Amazing job.
It was the president's first commencement address at the Naval Academy. Stocks mixed on the final day of trading before the holiday weekend. The Dow falling 58 points, pushed down by declining oil prices on news OPEC could boost supplies. The S&P down 6, with the NASDAQ closing 9 points higher. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Memorial Day weekend, here we come.
Welcome to your three-day weekend.
It's almost summertime.
Every year we would have yard sales on Memorial Day weekend.
The three-day weekend.
And we're going to give you all the tips that you need to know for barbecuing on your Memorial Day weekend.
With everything that you need to know for that Memorial Day barbecue.
Memorial Day barbecue.
Memorial Day barbecue.
I just want to tell you what we're planning so far.
Let's go to the beach.
Beach?
I love the beach.
Going to the beach a lot.
I'd like to do something different this Memorial Day weekend.
Same thing every year. Up at the crack of dawn, drinking.
I love booze.
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 Take my old Harley for
Well, if Alberto does
not even grow me a fool,
what I saw on the recent update on the Rich Thomas weather blog, the beach may be coming to you. You may not have to leave your house for plenty of water.
Hey, how are you?
Here is Rich Thomas.
How you doing?
I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking. I feel like I've got much more range of motion. Remember this morning I was saying I looked like a retracted landing gear, my left arm?
Like a T-Rex?
We didn't know if you were going to, when it first happened, we didn't know if you'd be with us for the rest of the show.
I know. It was pretty bad. I mean, I'm not trying to be a drama, what's the
drama
term?
Queen.
Why did you become such a drama queen?
Right around 6
what you call it, the first drama?
Drama, yes.
Drama queen, eh?
Yeah. And I certainly wouldn't want to be called a drama queen relative to weather, but man, I got to tell you that the cone that you just posted on the recent update, which is on my Facebook page.
No, that's old news.
You're kidding.
There's a new advisory just came out. We have some big news. Can I get the breaking news thing?
Absolutely. Hang on.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we have a tropical storm watch now in effect along the United States Gulf Coast from Indian Pass, Florida, roughly from, let's say, that's not too far from Panama City, westward through the Alabama coast under a tropical storm watch, westward through metropolitan New Orleans, westward through the Grand Island, Louisiana. So we have a tropical storm watch. Tropical storm watch means that tropical storm conditions are expected within the next 48 hours. And also, the National Weather Service said, and I quote here, note that if the intensity forecast increases with later advisory, a hurricane watch could be needed for a portion of the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Wow, so, that would be a surprise even to you, wouldn't it?
A couple of days ago I was saying to you, sure, we could have a minimal tropical storm. Now we're looking at a storm on late Sunday here could be a 65-mile-an-hour tropical storm. 75 miles an hour is a minimal hurricane.
Right.
So the Hurricane Center is cautioning that if the intensity forecast goes up, we have a hurricane watch needed for the Gulf Coast on Memorial Day weekend.
Mm.
The impact and the scope of this is just enormous when you think about it. Thousands and thousands of people with plans on the beach, some already there, some canceling their plans, some evaluating their plans, and now a tropical storm watch and soon to be, perhaps, maybe, at some point, a hurricane watch for what is now subtropical storm Alberto.
Now, please explain, because people are going to hear that term subtropical. Does that diminish the impact of it?
Oh, my gosh. I wish they wouldn't have done that. It's just geeky meteorological. Let me explain. A tropical storm is a warm core storm. What does that mean? Well, from the surface, it's warm. All the way up to the upper levels of the atmosphere, that's tropical. A typical low-pressure area in everyday garden-variety life is warm at the bottom and cold aloft. So this storm is a hybrid, all right? I don't think, you know, Doris and Jim in Opelika care about that. I wish they wouldn't have done that, but they did. I think at some point this storm could be purely tropical in nature. It doesn't matter because the effects are what matters, and the action you take are what matters, and the impact it has on people's lives are what matters. So the subtropical part is just geeky meteorological. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? So anyway, it is a hybrid storm.
All right. So again, this tropical storm watch covers from central Louisiana. You said central Louisiana.
Actually,
coast?
From Grand Isle, Louisiana, mm-hmm. all the way east to Indian Pass, Florida, which is between let's say Panama City and Destin. So you've got much of the Florida Peninsula, I mean, much of the Florida Panhandle, all of Alabama, and all the way through Metro New Orleans and west to Grand Isle, Louisiana, under a tropical storm watch. Where is the system right now? Well, it is still in the northwestern Caribbean. The Air Force reconnaissance went out there and checked it. The winds are at 40 miles per hour. It hasn't strengthened this afternoon, and in fact, it may not strengthen much tomorrow. I think its window of opportunity for a better strengthening will be later on in the weekend, especially Saturday, especially Sunday, as it gets into the north-central Gulf of Mexico, where the shear levels of upper-level winds are less. In other words, it has a better chance of flourishing once it gets into the north-central Gulf of Mexico.
All right, Rich, I know this is really a question that's impossible to answer, but the thing that jumped out at me on your most recent blog update in that cone was the timeline for it. We could be dealing with this until next week.
Unfortunately, and this is the sad part, and you're right to point that out, it slows down as it approaches the coast. It seems like it takes forever to get just south of the Mobile Bay, through the Mobile Bay, on northward, even 12Z on Wednesday morning would be 7 a.m. I'm sorry. Now I'm getting geeky meteorological here. It's still in our neighborhood. So let me look. By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. While we're at it here, let me look at this from the Hurricane Center and see if we can't figure that out on how long it may be around. Let's see. Let's go over here to National Hurricane Center. And we'll go back here, and let's see the latest timeline. Okay, this is the new cone, and I'm about to post this on your weather blog, if you have it. I hope you do. By 1 p.m. Tuesday, it is still, just north of Mobile. Now, the problem with that is we're on the east side of it here in much of central and south Alabama, and that's a tornado threat. So from late Monday into Tuesday, a tornado threat. Then at 1 p.m. Wednesday, it still has it in northwest Alabama. So that is a long period of time for this system to be in our neighborhood.
Well, looks like I'll be replanting my tomatoes again. Jeez.
Well, it's going to be a lot of rainfall. Looks like I won't be at your little deal.
My dead pool, we were going to have a pool party Monday, but it looks like it's going to be a dead pool party instead.
No, because we were going to show the movie Deadpool.
We deliver. So if you're here keeping us safe, we will make sure that we eat and eat well, my friend.
Great. Well, you got the breaking news, and we got it on your air first, that a tropical storm watch is now in effect along the Gulf Coast, including the Alabama Gulf Coast.
And we're right in the middle of that thing, too. Thank you, man.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
Jeez.
Bring out the screaming goats.
Rich first mentioned this storm to me early last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's a situation, there's all kinds of, but that far out, the outcomes and the forecast models, the spaghetti models are all over the place. And nobody really knows. But they were all in agreement on one thing. There was something that would brew in the Gulf before the end of the month. And now it has happened. And it's exceeded expectations in terms of potential development because the H word has finally been brought into play on this. In fact, for a while there, it didn't look like it would even become a tropical storm. But the slow movement is what a storm needs. Sometimes these things develop and they move so fast, they don't really have time to get organized and build a core and circulation. And this one this is going to be painstakingly slow unless something changes. This could actually end up being more than a four-day weekend for some people. Because if it's to the south and west of us at a pretty good strength on Tuesday, they may close everything.
Right.
Because of the tornado threat with this thing. It's not the major cold front, warm front, spring tornado scenarios. It is the spin-ups that occur. And they can do damage, and they're certainly not safe when one of those things does occur. But
the flooding factor because of the slow movement.
That has to be a real worry for everyone at this point. The flooding. And, of course, another issue for a lot of people could be the lightning. We had quite a bit around earlier this afternoon. I've learned a lot about lightning from Rich, and I've learned about lightning damage and storm surge from Mr. Electric. This is something that, for those of you, and you see this, and I laugh at it. Now you go to a Dollar General someplace, and you see these power strips, surge protection. No. That's not surge protection. A lightning strike near your home or your electronics and appliances working in symphony together can create a power surge that can fry everything. There's only one way to protect yourself against one of those scenarios, and that's at your electric panel. And Mr. Electric is the team of people that can make that happen for you to give you that extra measure of protection. You know, well, I've got insurance. You saw what happened with Rick Walker. We saw what happened with Mr. Sandman. Electrical fires are thorough and devastating. So you have insurance. So you want to live somewhere else for 6 months while they rebuild your place. You want to go back and reshop for everything and replace everything you had and the things that you can never replace that you lose in a fire. That's kind of my response to that thinking. So give Mr. Electric a call at 269-8886. If you don't need surge protection, how about an installation or maybe an outlet to make something more convenient, like outside, so you don't have to run a 100-foot electrical cord to turn in your Christmas lights. Those are the kinds of services they can do as well. They always give you upfront pricing. They are on time. And when they do an installation, they make sure that the room or the area that they worked in is as clean when they showed up. When they finish, they take care of everything. This is an incredibly good and reliable service and a wonderful group of folks. MrElectric.com online for more information. If you have a need, call them at 269-8886. We have traffic and your local news. And then we're going to bring back a highlight from yesterday's show. We have Offended by Steve Hughes coming up and more. Atheists Don't Have No Songs on All Request Friday, 272-9228.
By Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have several things going on right now. Dexter at Lawrence, the fire department's on the scene. Also a fender bender, the 1800 block of Taylor Road. Finishing up that accident with injury on the Eastern Boulevard in front of Home Depot. Be careful in the rain this afternoon. Warm weather is here and your dog wants to be outside more. Invisible Fence has the solution and lots of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in fire firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active Military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's only one man in the race qualified for the job. That man is Greg Budell. Greg Budell. Greg Budell has the education. Greg Budell has the experience. Greg Budell has his own ride to work.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell believes in the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and seven of the Ten Commandments.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a family man. And even though he has only one child, lots of women have called him daddy.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell will fight for you. Greg Budell will work for you. Greg Budell will mow your lawn if you just vote him into this cushy job.
Greg Budell.
When you go to vote, vote as much as you like, but just make sure you vote for Greg Budell. Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell, Greg Budell chairman. I'm not Greg Budell, but I approve this message. Greg Budell.
You know, I've known Joey quite a few years now.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. The song Watching Scotty Grow, you know, and that line in the political ad that Rusty, the genius, Rusty yeah. Aldrich made for me. The day will come when...
Write this down, Joe.
Mm-hmm. In your manhood, you will be in a situation with a woman where she will want you to take control. She is ready to submit herself completely to your charms.
My charms. Submit to my charms. Okay.
Now, taking control of the moment is not a matter of physical strength.
Sure.
In fact, it's often the delicate stroke
yes.
of your manly hand under her chin, lifting her face to yours.
Yeah.
While you're making eye contact where it feels like you're falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's the moment when you look her in the eye and say,
who's your daddy?
Ha ha ha!
got to know us, I bet. We're mostly harmless, decent people. Hey, we're really not so bad. My point is, please don't nuke us, North Korea. Right now we're all a little tense. Believe me, we don't hate you. Frankly, we don't even think that much about you. No offense. Now you might call us bloodthirsty dogs, but that metaphor's not very apt. We're just a bunch of simple fidget spinning goofy dorks who probably couldn't find your country on a map. No, we're not savages or cannibals. Well, maybe just a really, really, really small percent. So I think it would be best if you'd knock off those missile tests. Don't turn us into sender while we're swiping right on Tinder. Don't jumpstart Armageddon or our bed will soon be wet. Won't you think this through for a moment, please? Now why would you bomb our nice celebrities? But why in the world would you kill Tom Hanks? Cause nobody doesn't like Tom Hanks. So please don't nuke us, North Korea. That will seriously ruin our day. Remember, we're not evil, psychotic monsters. No matter what the news may say, we're just those goofballs from the
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Not this guy.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Oh no.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my god, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow!
Oh.
I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my god! I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my god!
So, Rich Thomas, we spoke with him about 10 minutes ago, and here's the news. There is now a tropical storm warning along a massive stretch of the Gulf Coast from central Louisiana all the way to past Panama City. And guess who's in the middle of that? We are.
Dun, 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 dun.
So this storm, the current projected path, has it coming, and it's going to be a slow-moving mess. So, and now, Rich actually used the H word with Alberto.
Possibility.
Possibility it could amp up into a Category 1 hurricane. On the current path, this thing is going to literally kind of creep into Mobile Bay and then sort of saunter up the Mississippi-Alabama border, which will put us on the wet side of the storm. And it's going to take forever. It's going to be like the beast that wouldn't leave, which is an old SNL bit where John Belushi...
Oh, yes, yeah.
We could be dealing with this thing almost for the next week.
Till next Wednesday.
I'm wondering what... Actually, on Thursday, the storm is supposed to turn to the east on top of us, meaning, you know, up north, northern Alabama, but we'll still be on the wet side.
Right.
So, who knows? But it's... the news hasn't gotten better or brighter. Was it Biloxi Gambler that called yesterday and said that some of the places he's frequented down by the shore literally trying to give away rooms because so many people are canceling?
Right.
That's sad. That's an example of how something like this can wreak economic havoc.
Yeah, and this is their prime time, or
it
one
is.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. My memory says that most of my Memorial weekends here have been annoyingly hot and dry. I mean, virtually cloudless.
I like hot and dry.
I like a shower. I like a thunderstorm here and there for effect. But
yeah, you people, I saw you out there. You were farming, I know, planting your tomatoes. But I saw a bit of a dance, of a rain dance. And this is what we get, a hurricane.
Is that because he was sprinkling his fairy dust?
Yeah. He needs to be careful with his shamanistic powers, Rosie. This guy over here.
I need rain. I need rain. Send me rain. Yes, flitting about.
You know, when I first moved back here from California, I thought it was amazing because I was staying up in northern Alabama in Cullman, where Emily is from. And it used to rain every afternoon like clockwork for the whole time I was there during the summer months. You could count on it about an hour.
Yeah.
And it would rain and everything would get dewy and wet and then it would go away every afternoon like clockwork. Not so anymore.
Really?
No.
Florida is still like that, very dependable in the afternoon, May, June, July. And it what's amazing is it can be like partly cloudy 1 minute and 20 minutes later this enormous buildup of storms has taken place. And if there's no sea breeze, many times you'd see beyond the interstate and there would be a silver curtain in front of you. The rain was coming straight down very, very hard, and you would just drive into that. I was on, I think it's called the Palmetto Expressway, and we see it here. You've seen it. We all see it. When it's raining heavily and visibility is not that great, even with wipers and all that, there's always somebody who's got that special car that can go 75 or 80 right. through the rain. And so I'm on the Palmetto, and I'm in a Corvette. I already had one hydroplane in that thing. I didn't want to have another one. And this Volvo on the inside left lane of the Palmetto Expressway going west drives into the curtain of rain. He goes zooming past me. I'm thinking, what an a-hole. About a tenth of a mile in front of me, he starts spinning. And his car spun, the back end hit the cement divider, then the front end, then the back end, then the front end, and the back end. He hit the wall five times before it stopped. And of course, I slowed down because I didn't know where he was going to end up. And I just drove past him very slowly, and I looked in and made eye contact with the driver, and I just shook my head like, you idiot. What else could you do? I didn't have cell phones then, couldn't call the police. It was just the most bizarre thing to see. But those are the kinds of things that can happen. I wish people would just, is it really worth it, jeopardizing your life and somebody else's to get wherever it is you need to go?
And hydroplaning can happen even if you're not driving crazy when the weather changes drastically
when
like
I
that.
When I hydroplaned, it was in a storm, and I wasn't even going to speed limit. I was at the speed flow of traffic, about 45. I'm in the center lane of 95, and I start spinning. My wheel, I've never had this experience. It feels like you're weightless.
Right.
And cars are bailing into the grass to get out of my way. And as my car was just about to back into a light pole on the right side of the street, it stopped. And I had to sit there for 10 minutes just to collect myself to where I could drive again. That was absolutely terrifying. So
no control. It's an out-of-control experience.
Yes, and we don't like to feel like we're out of control when we're driving. All right, we're going to update traffic here in just a minute on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our deep appreciation, as always, to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for the great work they do. Many of their clients are the heroes we celebrate this weekend. People who have paid a price for service by coming back from battle on behalf of our freedoms with wounds or injuries that are going to take time for them to rehabilitate from. Loss of limb, loss of mobility. Sometimes situations can be improved. Their goal is to do the maximum with each and every individual situation that they... But job one, when they return to their home, they got to make sure it's safely accessible. They do that with ramps and rails and customized stair lifts or chair lifts for stairs, to make sure that the client can get where they need to go in their own home without risk, or to at least the minimal possible risk. To put people back behind the wheel, to make life a little more convenient for folks that are wheelchair bound with the MV1s that they equip, so people can board their wheelchair without having to go through the angst and reaching behind the seat. And we've seen it, and it's heartbreaking and frustrating. And whatever else they could do to restore choices and self-esteem and dignity to the lives that have been so dramatically affected. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have a wall of awards for their service to clients throughout the southeastern United States, but they are based in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Their number is 514-6590, and they, among all of us, hope that you never have to call them for the service that they provide, because it means you've caught a tough break, the kind of break we don't like to even think can happen to us. But when you need them, you'll be glad they're there. And in the meantime, look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do for those who can't go where they want to go when they want to go like you can. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. 432, we'll start with traffic and with weather, come back with offended. A clip that's recommended for the snowflakes.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're watching the interstates right now. 85 southbound at Taylor Road, that accident is out of the way. Don't have to worry about that anymore. 65 north and south, actually starting from the Hyundai plant, going all the way up to Prattville, Pine Level, all those exits, that's doing good right now. Rain coming down in many areas. Those roadways are wet and slippery, so be careful. Premier Place in Prattville, they have everything. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
All right. By the way, on Monday, Baumhauer's donates a portion of all proceeds to help veterans groups. Bob's been very involved with that for many, many years. And if you should happen to dine at Baumhauer's on Monday, I will get the number, but they've raised... Hang on 1 second. I want to check this out. Now that I brought it up, I'll get you the scoop. The National Veterans Foundation, and they donate 5% on all food and non-alcoholic beverage sales on Memorial Day. Last year, they did over $5,000.
Wow.
They would like to top that. So if you can get to Baumhauer's on Monday, which may or may not be a possibility, to be quite honest, we don't know. Maybe you can stop in and enjoy a meal there, and we'll get to the barbecue when the weather's a little more hospitable.
That was a traffic update.
Oh, well, then we better play the...
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
The way the gentleman put it is 231 North between Aw Shucks and the River Bridge. There's a wreck. Bad wreck on 231 North.
Oh, the Aw Shucks Oyster Bar?
Yes. I know, landmark.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Right.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about at first, but then, oh, yeah, that's where, I know who I remember when I met there.
As you're trying to go to the River Bridge on 231 North, there's a wreck in between you and there. So find an alternative route. Or just hang out in your car. Listen to us. It's not too bad.
Hey, and if you're in the right vehicle, too, like if you got yourself a nice vehicle from Jack Ingram, all right,
yes.
What'd you spend the money for? To be comfortable, to have a nice sound system, a car that keeps you nice and cool when it's hot and steamy like this. We just talked about Baumhauer's. This would be a good time to ask folks to redeem today's winning word.
Yeah.
We gave it up between six and... 6 and 9 this morning, and if you'll call us right now at 272-9228, you can win yourself a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card. The number is 272-9228, 272-9228 in Español, it's Rico 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to follow developments with subtropical storm Alberto in the northwestern Caribbean heading for the Gulf, it could affect Alabama by Monday, if not before. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. The overnight low temperature falls to about 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. It's not going to rain all the time. Some towns may not get much. High 85. Then late Sunday into Monday, rain and thunderstorms increase in coverage as Alberto approaches. Locally heavy rainfall amounts with a high near 80. Sunday, low 80s Monday. Our weather app keeps you on top of tropical weather developments. Get it on your phone or tablet now before the storm. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
It's Greg. It's
Joey.
And it's Rosie. And it's also time to find a winner that Happy Sound means. We are looking for caller number 6. You were caller 1. Thanks for trying. Have a great weekend. You are caller 2. We appreciate the effort. Caller 3, thank you very much. Caller 4, thanks for trying. We appreciate your effort. Now the next one gets the sad trombone. You're caller 5. And we're very sorry. And I don't spend a lot of time just in case the caller curses because they were caller 5 and not caller 6. So let's find out who you are.
This is Flavor.
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 Yes.
Flavor. Well, Flavor, I can give you $20 for the Flavor. If you don't mind me saying something here, I can give you $20 for the Flavor of Bomb Hours with the winning word.
Well, I'm going to make everybody mad that hung up after me. The winning word of the day is, hand me my stack.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
Yes, it is. I heard Rich Thomas say that.
No, it's not.
I don't believe I got through. All right, well, thank you.
Who's this?
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
Hey, hey. Donnie, you're caller 7.
But the other guy didn't get the word.
No, we did the word 3 times this morning, and it wasn't hand me my sack.
I know it.
What is it?
Mule. Woo-hoo! I almost hung up.
No, good thing you didn't. So you
yeah, that, and I was also caller 2.
You must have speed dial, huh?
No, I'm on my old crappy cell phone.
Maybe that's the secret. All right, hold on. We got a $20 Bomb Hours Victory Girl gift card for you. No, the word of the day was mule. When I fell down this morning, I dumped my whole sack dumped out on the sidewalk. I scooped everything up, threw it back in, got up here. So when it was time to do the Bomb Hours winning word, it was lost in there, so I said, hand me my sack so I can get the word. And I made it real clear, that's not the word. Hand me my sack. It's one word. Mule was the word today, and that's because of the blackberry mule they sell at Bob's, which features the blackberry, the official fruit, state fruit of Alabama. Featuring, this beer, by the way, is one of many that's brewed right here in the state in Fairhope, Alabama, at the Fairhope Brewing Company. And it's a new Southern classic. Try it at Baumhauer's Happy Hour. It's on right now till 7 o'clock tonight, every Sunday through Friday from 11 to 7, and we'll have another winning word on Tuesday morning.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
This Memorial Day weekend,
the national moment of remembrance,
Americans honor those who have given their lives in service to our nation.
It's a memorial.
Serving in our military is one of the greatest sacrifices that our citizens can make.
It's Memorial Day.
And we seek their lasting memorial in a safer and more hopeful world.
Land of the free, because of the brave.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's now in the Peptree Shops. Thanks.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 361.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I'm sitting here at Jimmy's Buddy's cookout surrounded by middle-aged guys with their shirts off. It's like swimming with a pack of hairy-backed whales. Would it kill you to do a sit-up? Ugh, and there are the wives, yakking it up around the potato salad, getting drunk on Chardonnay, and trying not to think about getting up tomorrow morning with the kids. Mommy's not feeling too good this morning. Look, here are the keys. Just drive yourself to school, okay? Is this all there is in life? Burnt meat and talking about the good old days when you used to get drunk with your friends? Sort of like right now, when you're getting drunk with your friends? Ah, heck with it. What kind of Chardonnay is that anyway?
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
There are many different types of booths that you pay to use. A phone booth. A restaurant booth. A photo booth. How about a kissing booth? A ticket booth? Or a toll booth? There is one booth that costs nothing, and that's a voting booth. So on June 5th, when you're at the booth, think booth, Al Booth, for House Representative, District 88.
Hello, I'm Al Booth. I've served our communities the last 37 years as country lawyer and probate judge. And now I would like to take that experience to the Alabama legislature and be our voice in Montgomery. The one booth to remember on June 5th, Al Booth, House District 88.
Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama 36067.
Before you fire up the grill this weekend, fire up the savings. WOW's Memorial Day sale is here, and you can save $10 off all internet-only packages every single month for the next 2 years. But hurry, this sale only lasts 5 days and ends on May 28th. Make your internet sizzle at a price that's too good to miss. Visit WOWway.com or call 1-855-WOWway2 today. WOW, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. 10 meg internet not included. Restrictions apply.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Steve Hughes.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. Law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
So Hillary Clinton is continuing her parade around the country of self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
She received an award today for having a transformative impact on society. And of course, while she was up there, she had to open her drunken mouth and take a few swipes at Trump. This one line in particular is almost comical. Geez. The Democrats are, this is not who we are, but they never say who we are.
A new station alert has arrived.
Ooh, a new station alert has arrived. And that is from Rich Thomas, and that is the Tropical Storm Watch on the Gulf Coast. So Alberto has formed, and when we spoke with Rich a little while back this hour, he actually used the H word, meaning Alberto could become a minimal hurricane now, and we are right in the middle of the current cone, and on the right side, the wet side of the storm. So... and we're not just talking about Sunday and Monday. We're talking Tuesday, Wednesday, possibly into Thursday with this thing, too.
Good Lord.
All right, where's this one line that just cracks me up about divisiveness? Oh, yeah. But talking about leaders who seek to polarize the nation. Now, I ask you, in all honesty, was there anybody in the history of this country that was more polarizing than Obama? I mean, every time there was a situation, he'd open his mouth and make things worse. Ferguson comes to mind.
Get up, start your day, hey, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis!
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing... I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
I love that bit. And I love the approach that SNL took to it. I've just never seen anything like this. When John McCain lost to Barack Obama, John McCain went back to the Senate and actually tried to help the guy be a better president, but Obama's arrogance. I won! So, I guess that's, if it's okay for Obama to tear up the country and the healthcare system and everything else because he won, he doesn't need John McCain's help, why should that not be an option for Trump to rescind everything that Obama did? I just find this galling. They are incapable of looking in the mirror and seeing themselves at all. Mitt Romney quietly slipped back under the rock of obscurity after he lost. He hasn't been taking pot shots. Well, not until Trump was elected, because he's a Republican after all, and Republicans like to eat their own. It's an amazing thing.
That's sad.
Right now, we're living through a crisis in our democracy, mm-hmm. Hillary said. We are? There's certainly not tanks in the street, but what's happening today goes to the heart of who we are as a nation. What the F does that mean? Who we are as a nation, what does that mean? And then she tells the biggest lie in the whole speech. I say this not as a Democrat who lost an election, but an American afraid of losing a country. That's the biggest pile of horse turd I've ever seen. That pile is so high, it's going to have snow on it. No, you are saying that as a Democrat who lost, and you just can't accept it. Work on it. Get a therapist. Go see a shrink. Take some medication. Stop! You are the most worthless, the worst candidate that any party has, even the Whigs, who put some real doozies up there.
Hey, you watch it when you talk about Millard Fillmore.
Sorry.
I did a report on him in fifth grade. He's a great man.
Was he gay?
He might have been.
That's what I've heard.
He might have been, yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just an interesting...
Oh, no, thing. No. It's... yeah. Look. So at 4:54, the only thing Clark's can't make cooler is my forehead at the moment. You could fry an egg on it because I'm a little annoyed. I would
you
like
think?
To... yeah. But I would like to encourage those of you who don't have an existing relationship with a heating and AC company to have one with Clark's. Get yourself a membership for the $159 investment. You get two full tune-ups on your system at the beginning of each season. They come out now, get you ready for the rest of the hot weather ahead. Come back in October and November and make sure the first time you turn the furnace on, your house isn't going to smell like burnt belly button lint. It's very unpleasant. Clark's also has a dedicated group of plumbers. Everybody that works for Clark's has been thoroughly background checked. They're drug tested on an ongoing basis so you can be sure about who's in your home. And you love these guys. I mean, they're really, really nice and very talented, too, at diagnosing a problem and getting it fixed. I'll tell the bathtub story some other time, but they saved me hundreds of dollars, just like Mr. Electric did. You know, instead of having to buy a new refrigerator, they checked the outlet and said, this is the problem, not the refrigerator. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or learn more at clarkcomfort.com. We'll head back to the traffic dungeon momentarily. Here's JJ.
Hey, man, while you on the rant about the stuff a while ago, I love the piece about the suck it up earlier.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that one. I love requesting that one, but then somebody beat me to it. Anyway, what's the deal? Does NBA stand for the national anthem, or are they in the locker rooms? Or
I haven't, you know, I could care less about the NBA.
Me too.
So I really haven't heard much in the way of how they're handling it.
I was watching the news this morning. I forgot it was ABC or Robin Mead or whatever, and they showed one of those high school survivor stories singing the national anthem, and the crowd went ballistic, went berserk. They loved it. And it was at an NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they can't stand for it at the NFL game, so why do they love it at the NBA game?
I don't know. I have no idea.
As far as I know, the NBA has been pretty hands-off. Players want to protest, they can. If they don't, the league essentially said, do what you want.
But this news show this morning, it showed a choir from one of those schools singing the national anthem in center court before the basketball game.
Was this in Houston?
Could have been.
If it was, that makes sense, because that was the choir from the school that was shot up outside.
Okay,
Houston.
Santa Fe. Right, right. Okay, I got you. But the crowd loved them. And the players, you didn't see nobody kneeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well...
But I don't know what they're... I just caught it on part of it on the news. They were bragging about the high school choir doing such a magnificent job with the national anthem.
And why are you focused on this? I'm not.
But why aren't the players protesting the national anthem at the NBA and they're not doing... And they were doing it at the NFL. You know what I'm...
I don't know. I think one reason... And thanks for the call. The NFL is so worried about police issues is because so many of them have felony records. And the one baseball player who kneeled for the anthem, Bruce Maxwell, catcher for the Oakland A's, was the only baseball player who knelt for the anthem last year right after the season was over, was arrested on felony domestic violence charges and brandishing a weapon. So maybe that's where the problem is. It's not the anthem or the flag. It's them.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refused to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress, for you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend, Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.